The Small Aircraft Revitalization Act awaits presidential signature. The Solberg Airport will remain in family hands. And Boeing's machinists vote no. This is Aero News for Friday, November 15th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NBAA, AEA, and GAMA are all hailing the final passage in the U.S. House of the Small Aircraft Revitalization Act of 2013. The bill now goes to the president for signature into law. The final bill, passed on November 14th, follows U.S. Senate approval of the measure in early October and overhauls the Part 23 aircraft certification process. The legislation, which quickly garnered strong bipartisan support among House lawmakers, calls for the FAA to adopt, no later than December 31, 2015, consensus-based, design-specific standards that place greater emphasis on aircraft and systems-specific criteria over broader industry parameters such as the aircraft weight and propulsion method used now. Commenting on the new law, GAMA President and CEO Pete Bunce said, quote, "While much work remains, especially on the part of the FAA, passage of this legislation significantly improves the industry's ability to accelerate safety enhancements in light general aviation aircraft and will stimulate additional high-quality manufacturing jobs throughout the entire general aviation industry." End quote. You know, sometimes you can fight City Hall. The Reddington, New Jersey Township Committee has rescinded an ordinance that would have allowed it to purchase a private airport and operate it as a municipal entity. The Reddington Township Committee has been trying to gain control of Solberg Airport from the Solberg family for years, first trying to purchase the development rights and later looking to acquire the facility under eminent domain. The Solbergs wanted nothing to do with the arrangement and fought both in City Hall and in court to retain the airport, which has been in the family for decades. In a special meeting held Wednesday, the Township Committee rescinded the ordinance that would have allowed them to proceed with the eminent domain acquisition after some 500 people showed up at a previous meeting to support the Solberg family and their airport. The vote to rescind the ordinance was unanimous. Mayor Julia Allen said the consensus of most residents was that they could not support eminent domain in this instance, and that they want the Solberg's property and the airport to remain in their current state. 67% of members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, IAMAW District 751, District W24, voted on Wednesday to reject the Boeing Company's offer of an 8-year contract extension that would have expired in 2024. In rejecting the contract, the union dealt a serious blow to Washington State Governor Jay Inslee's plans to keep construction of the new 777X and its composite wing in Puget Sound. Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Ray Conner said, quote, "We are very disappointed in the outcome of the union vote. Our goal was twofold, to enable the 777X and its new composite wing to be produced in Puget Sound and to create a competitive structure to ensure that we continue market-leading pay, health care, and retirement benefits while preserving jobs and our industrial base here in the region. But without the terms of this contract extension, we're left with no choice but to open the process competitively and pursue all options for the 777X. End quote. Congressman Rick Larson, Democrat of Washington, said simply, quote, "We now need to be prepared for an intense competition with other states and countries that want these jobs." End quote. Lockheed Martin will close and consolidate several of its U.S. facilities and reduce its workforce by 4,000 positions as part of its effort to increase the efficiency of its operations and improve the affordability of its products and services. These actions are in response to continued declines in U.S. government spending. In a news release posted Thursday on the company website, the corporation said it plans to close its operations in Newtown, Pennsylvania, Akron, Ohio, Goodyear, Arizona, and Horizon City, Texas, and four buildings on its Sunnyvale, California campus by the middle of 2015. The facility closures will result in the elimination of 2,000 positions, and ongoing operational efficiency initiatives will result in the elimination of an additional 2,000 positions. Affected employees will receive job placement assistance and severance benefits to assist in their transition. NTSB Chairman Deborah A.P. Hirschman has written a letter to the U.S. Department of Transportation saying that its NPRM for an AD covering thousands of ECI cylinder assemblies goes well beyond the board's recommendations for inspecting and replacing those cylinders. Hirschman said in her letter that the proposed AD, quote, would affect many more cylinder assemblies than the NTSB included in our recommendation letter, because we are not aware of information to support the expanded scope and decrease in compliance time contained in the FAA's proposed AD. We support FAA action more consistent with NTSB safety recommendation A-12-7. If there is additional data to warrant expanding the scope, we encourage the FAA to provide that data. End quote. When Aero News continues, EASA follows the FAA's lead on PEDs. Delta urges inclusion in the American U.S. Airways divestiture. And parts is parts, no matter where they come from.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, November the 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The European Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, will publish by the end of this month guidance which will extend to all phases of flight the possibility to use personal electronic devices, PEDs, such as tablets, smartphones, e-readers, and MP3 players, as long as the devices are in flight mode or airplane mode. Current EASA guidance allows the use of PEDs on aircraft, except during taxiing, takeoff, and landing. Bulky PEDs, such as laptop computers, will need to be stowed during that taxiing, takeoff, or landing phase. These changes will be applicable to aircraft operated by European airlines. With the new guidance, an airline, following its own assessment, will be able to allow passengers to use their PED in flight mode during all phases of flight. In the long term, the agency is looking at new ways to certify the use of mobile phones on board aircraft to make phone calls. EASA says it recognizes the wide proliferation of personal electronic devices and the wish of the traveling public to use them everywhere. Light aircraft designer and manufacturer Cub Crafters is announcing a range of updates for their Carbon Cub SS and Sport Cub S2 LSA aircraft for the 2014 model year. The Carbon Cub and Sport Cub models are based on the company's CC-11 airframe, of which 291 units have been delivered to date. New for 2014 are improvements to the aircraft's interiors, instrument panels, and specifically for the Carbon Cub SS, updates to the power plant. Cub Crafters is now accepting orders for 2014 Carbon Cub SS and Sport Cub S2 models. Base prices remain unchanged at $172,990 and $134,950, respectively. Delta says it would like the opportunity to bid for slots and facilities at Washington Reagan National Airport, as well as Dallas Love Field, where it currently provides competition with daily nonstop flights to its international hub in Atlanta. The airline says small and medium-sized communities nationwide could experience a reduction or elimination of flights to key airports if the divestiture of American and U.S. Airways slots is limited to low-cost carriers, which typically do not provide service to small communities. With a fleet that includes smaller aircraft designed for those small markets, Delta says it would provide service to small and medium-sized communities from impacted markets, particularly at Reagan National Airport, similar to its operation at New York's LaGuardia, where more than 50% of Delta's destinations are small and medium-sized communities. Delta believes the DOJ should not predetermine what communities will receive service with those Reagan National slots or Love Field gates, and that it should not exclude any airline from the opportunity to bid for them. A woman sitting in her home in the Gatewood neighborhood of West Seattle says she heard a plane pass overhead, and then something hit her roof. On investigation, she found what appears to be a metal frame and parts of a window from an airplane, though it's not clear what the parts actually are. The woman, who blogs on Reddit, posted a photo of the parts, asking if anyone could help identify them. She also enlisted the support of the NTSB, according to a report from television station KCPQ. The West Seattle blog reports that there were no injuries caused by the falling pieces. The home is on the eastbound approach corridor to Boeing Field. And here we were, thinking it was just the noise that airport residents need worry about. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.